This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been another twist and turn in the long, strange trip that is Yahoo's adventure in selling itself. Verizon, according to the Wall Street Journal, thinks Yahoo's core internet business is worth $3 billion. The two companies aren't commenting, but the underlying story here has been around for a while, and you might have heard that Yahoo's valuation is mostly not about Yahoo, but rather the chunks of the Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba and Yahoo Japan that it owns. So, a company putting a $3 billion price tag on plain old Yahoo is interesting. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York now on the ever-moving target that is corporate valuation.
Valuation can be complicated, but it comes down to something quite simple. The value of something is whatever the highest bidder is willing to pay.
You can say that the beauty is in the eye of the individual beholder, or in this case, the individual bidder.
Donna Hitcherich is a Columbia Business School professor and former investment banker.
That's the beauty, right? The beauty is what this asset does for me.
Instead of a company, think of an old racehorse. It's worth nothing to someone dreaming of a triple crown, but could sell a lot of tickets at a petting zoo. Now remember that Verizon already has AOL. If it gets Yahoo, it'll have a petting zoo for fallen 90s internet properties. If Verizon is serious about getting bigger in digital media and advertising, Yahoo's content and billion users could help. Dan Rayburn follows digital media for Frost & Sullivan.
Let's say you combine Yahoo's ad team with AOL's. That's certainly something in the market that could generate a substantial amount of revenue.
But whether it's enough to justify a $3 billion price tag ultimately comes down to the labor of people stuffed in conference rooms, hunched over spreadsheets. Staffers from Verizon and other potential bidders crunch the numbers with help from banking and legal advisors. Some things they know, like how much money Yahoo made in the past. But the ultimate bid rests on assumptions of how there might be more money in doing it differently. Northeastern University business professor Stephen Kirsch says what Verizon learned owning AOL may help.
So they have already, if you will, seen the movie before.
But no spreadsheet says for sure how the movie ends. It can take a while to figure out whether you overpaid. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.